Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me for another bonus episode in the series in which I'm sharing our family's experiences in the last year of our daughter Hannah's life, which spanned from February 2008 through February 2009. My desire is to process through the events of those 12 months with a perspective that 16 years has brought, and to point people to hope in Jesus along the way. I'm grateful you've joined me. This is bonus episode number 60, Sharing Hannah. One thing I didn't mention in my 10 Things About Hannah episode yesterday was that Hannah was a very private person. In fact, as we were walking to the car right after being told she had a brain tumor, she said that she didn't want anyone to know, and she wanted me to promise her that we wouldn't tell anybody. Of course, I didn't make that promise because we wanted people to be praying for her. Once we explained that to her, she understood, and she was fine with me sending the emails which chronicled her journey. However, she did not want to have a CaringBridge site, and she did not want me to write a blog while she was sick. She always shunned the spotlight, even before she was diagnosed, content to remain in the background. So it's been a little strange to me that her story captured so much attention during the year she was sick, and that it still does today. I started a blog about 4 months after she went to heaven, confident that she would no longer mind me writing about her and would, in fact, welcome it. And we've had the privilege of sharing her story hundreds of times through the bereaved parent retreats we host through the While We're Waiting ministry. You know, when Hannah was here on earth with us, Brad and I thought of her as our daughter. She belonged to us. Now it's as if we are literally sharing her with thousands of other people who have been touched by her story. Does that make sense? And I can't help but think of our dear friends, Larry and Janice Brown. Their son, Adam, was a member of SEAL Team 6 and was killed in Afghanistan in March of 2010. A New York Times best-selling book has been written about his life, Fearless, and a movie is in the works. The book reveals both the highlights and the very low points of Adam's life. Talk about sharing your child. They are sharing their Adam with literally millions of other people. I think I can speak for the Browns as well as for ourselves when I say that we don't mind sharing our children. What better way to remember and to honor their lives than to allow others to see how God carried them through their respective journeys? To God be the glory.